It's a beautiful Father's Day afternoon in New York as the Mets play host to the Nationals. Jacob deGrom is used to making an impact with his arm, but on Sunday he would also impress with his bat.
Jacob deGrom lifts one to deep left center. Back at the gap goes Taylor at the wall. It's out of here! Jacob deGrom with his first Major League home run.
So here's Darnell, who was robbed of a hit, trying to go the other way in the second inning. Crushed in the left center field, down for a base hit. Here comes Duda, the throw dribbling to the plate, and out is the call, but then the ball comes loose. So safe is going to be the call after that. The Mets take the lead 2-1.
And Conforto cues one, and it's off the glove of Rendon. It's a base hit for Conforto, his first RBI since June 2nd. It's 3-1 New York.
Conforto lines one into left center. That's a base hit. And the Mets now lead the Nationals 4-1.
3-2 coming to Taylor. Struck him out. Number 5 for Jacob deGrom, who's now retired 7 in a row. Struck him out. 6 strikeouts for Jake. No earned runs, 3 hits through 8.
So the Mets get a much-needed win on Sunday before setting out on a 10-game road trip. Here's the manager, Terry Collins.
Well, I think you saw by the number of ground balls that he's got some movement back on his fastball. He's not after the strikeout. He's after pitching to contact a little bit better, using his changeup, his slider a lot better, a lot better, more consistently, pitching inside better. All the things that you talk about that, you know, when he started out the season and he was mowing guys down with the strikeouts, he got away from who he is, and now he's back.
For you, is that about having better stuff, like you said, the movement on that sinker, or is it a conscious change in what he's trying to do out there?
Well, Jake's a tremendous competitive kid, and, you know, he got real frustrated with those two bad starts to where he and Dan, you know, really got on the video, really studied, you know, when he's pitched well, what he's done, tried to reenact it, obviously, as best they could on the side, and, you know, and he works at it. He's one of those guys, he works at it, and as I've said before, when you work at something, the only time it works is if you apply it, and he walks out and applied it.
Terry, Conforto in the leadoff spot, he hadn't been hitting too much the last few days, but still getting on base, but today he seemed to return to kind of using the whole field in RBI spots. Is that something you guys were working on with him?
Richie, he's good. He's going to be a good hitter. You know, you're going to have ups and downs in this game, and he was, you know, he raised the bar so high with what he did for 2 months that, you know, the expectations for him to stay up there, you know, this is the big leagues. Those other teams, they make adjustments. So, you know, what he's got to do is he's got to return it and kind of back off and say, okay, I'm going to make some changes too. And he's back, and, you know, I think when we get Cess and him in the line at the same time, you get Jay swinging good, you know, it's a formidable top of the order for sure.
Mike.
Terry, is as far back as you are in both races, but as early relatively as it is, I mean, do you have to force yourself and maybe by extension force the players to almost ignore the standings at this point? Because it doesn't really help you much to...
Mike, I think that's the only way you can approach it. I think that's exactly what you do. Look, don't pick up the newspapers. Just go win baseball game. Well... Good point. But the whole thing is you can't pay attention to it. The only thing you can control is how you play. And you go win games, you'll get back in the race. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to put another good streak together. You know, and I do believe, as much as we talk about it, you know, there's so many gut punches you can take before you're down on your knees for a few seconds. And, you know, we came home and we were playing good. And, you know, one night we lose one of our best pitchers and, you know, one of our best players, and next night we lose another key guy. You know, you can only take so many blows before you start, and for that brief moment, you feel sorry for yourself, and then who shows up but Max Scherzer? That's a bad mix. So, I mean, we'll bounce back, and we'll start playing good. You know, just like today, it's a huge win for us because of who we got to play tomorrow night and who we got to face. But this is the excitement about playing in this league. You know, you go from the Nationals and Scherzer and Strasburg and Gio to Clayton Kershaw tomorrow night. So you better not feel sorry for yourself or you're not going to have much of a chance. So we've just got to continue to go out and play the game right.
Steve.
Terry, how unique is it for a guy like TJ Rivera, who relatively doesn't have much experience in this league, to come in and out of the lineup, get sent down to AAA for a day, and seemingly every time he gets that opportunity, he's right there ready to go again.
Well, you don't get to this level coming where he came from without believing in yourself and what you can do. And T.J. Rivera thinks he can hit, and therefore he can hit. He has the knack to get the barrel to the baseball, and he does it. He gets sent down, and I'm sure he looks in the mirror and says, well, I've been here before. You know, I got there once, I can get back there, and that's the way he approaches it. And, you know, right now, again, he's one of the keys. You know, you got to put him in the lineup. This guy's going to get hits.
Jacob deGrom improves to 6-3 on the season and lowers his ERA to 3.94. He also hits his first big league round tripper.
I think keeping my front side closed and being able to throw my changeup. You know, like I said before, it's normally my second best pitch. And I talked to Dan after those two starts that weren't so good, and I think I was throwing it 4% of the time, where in years past I had thrown it around 20%. So I think it was just that and just being able to locate to both sides of the plate.
With the changeup, is it simply when you're getting your front side in, that pitch moves the way you want it to, or is it also a feel thing that because of it, maybe as a you know, side effect, you felt much better about how you're throwing that pitch?
I think it has to do with my front side. You know, staying on top of the ball. Whenever I fly open, then my hand kind of gets beside the ball, and that's whenever it seemed to kind of use the term float and just go to the side versus now it has good down movement.
Jacob, great day for you offensively. How special is it this day comes on Father's Day to you?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, Jackson was here and my dad was here, so it was a lot of fun. Glad I was able to go out there and pitch well on it.
Talk about the home run, because I know you want to talk about it.
I think he got lucky.
Do you think it was out as soon as you hit it?
I was running pretty hard. I was trying to, so no, I didn't know it was gone. But that's where I seemed to hit the balls in batting practice, so I knew if I got it over there, it would had a chance.
T.J. Rivera came up big at the plate for the Mets in this one. He goes 4-for-4, his second career four-hit game.
It's tough to lose the series, but it's nice to end it on a good note. So I hope we can keep this thing going into the road trip.
T.J., you've gone up and down, and you haven't had as many regular bats as probably you would like, but you've kept sharp, and Terry talked about that that's due to the fact that it took a lot for you to get here. Mm-hmm. Do you tap into those times to help you?
A little bit. You know, sometimes you gotta look back at what got you here and keep doing the things that got me here. So I just try to keep a positive mentality, you know, no matter what happens, being sent down or not playing that day, things of that nature, just be ready to help the team win in any way possible.
On Monday, the Mets begin a series in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Zach Wheeler will match up against Clayton Kershaw.